Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
And you might say, well, I'm not in the mood. It's like, get in the goddamn mood.
Women, we always seem to be the brunt of some kind of attack.
How?
Never been married, childless, cat ladies. Honestly, that sounds like a dream come true to me. He was charismatic, gregarious. Everybody loved him. My mom loved him. My sister loved him. But there was something inside of me that just said, this is not perfect. I have to admit, I was not faithful in this relationship.
Funky dog head.
I had an ugly duckling face. Just don't tell anybody. I destroyed all the pictures, so there's no proof. Before I became a video model and a model, and I was like known as the brain amongst all my friends. You know, so I was studying forensic psychology with a minor in English literature in university. So the fact that I started to become known more for my looks than my brain is kind of ironic.
Why does that not surprise me?
Oh, no, it's not ironic. It's typical. I don't care how intelligent a woman is, she would rather be a sex object. She would rather get validation for being a sex object than being the brains of her social group. Women don't give a damn about being acknowledged for that. I don't care how brilliant of a theoretical physicist a woman is, if she could pick being a famous theoretical physicist or being a hottie Kim Kardashian sex symbol that's famous for just being super hot, she would pick the latter. If she was so noble and she cared more about being the brains of, and being intelligent, she would have went that route and would have threw away the being the hot sex symbol on the front of magazines. But you see which one she picked. And the whole ugly duckling thing, they're dangerous. If a woman was an ugly duckling all her life and now she's being seen as a hot bitch, oh, she's throwing away all her old friends. She ain't sitting at the old table no more. She gonna act like she don't know you no more when she start getting attention. Yeah, she's going to be a whole different person.
Attention just snowballed, and I started to see that I was able to, you know, make a business out of it. If it didn't make money, it didn't make sense.
Society places an enormous amount of pressure on us to check certain boxes. The box of go to school and excel. You've got to pursue a career based on what you went to school for. And you've got to excel and become successful, and you have to have your 3-year, 5-year, 10-year, 15-year, 20-year plan, all while you're in your 20s.
And so what?
Society isn't pressuring women to do that. Women could do whatever the they want to do, and they do what they want to do. You know what I mean? She did what she wanted to do, but they can't take accountability. They'll find every way in the world to not take accountability for their actions. If they can't blame a man, they'll blame society as a whole. If we know anything, we know young hot bitches do what they feel like doing, not what society tells them to do.
Now let's check back in, you know, when that skin starts to sag a little too much, and she's going to drift off to nothingness. Because then they start to realize, oh, well, maybe I have to start thinking for a change. Uh-oh, I gotta have a personality. I gotta be likable when I open my fucking mouth for anything other than sucking. What? This is torture. This is hell.
Get married, get the white picket fence, and have 2.3 kids. Never figured out the point situation when it came to the statistics, because like, what's a third of a kid? But I digress on that.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Problem with the boxes is that we never check in with ourselves. It is never, ever, ever our first thought as to, well, what is it that I actually want?
It's a damn lie.
Nobody knows why liars lie.
When you ran out on your perfect boyfriend to go move to a different fucking country and go be a video vixen, you didn't check in with yourself? Who made you do that? Society didn't tell you to do that.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot, nigga. I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
I am now, you know, welcoming into my circle a lot of women who checked all those boxes. And for all intents and purposes, a lot of the stuff really actually did not work out. Yes, they ended up with the children, but they ended up in sometimes a loveless, sometimes an abusive, and sometimes a marriage of convenience.
What a coincidence that you would use the bad examples. You don't think she knows any happily married people? Of course she do. But she's not going to use those examples because those would make her seem like the pathetic woman she is. So basically what you're saying is women are going to be miserable no matter what. That's basically what you're saying. And that's what I say all the time. Whether they settle down young or don't settle down young, they're going to be miserable no matter what. They always think the grass is greener on the other side. Look at her face. Does this look like a happy woman, despite what she's saying? Does this look like a joy-filled, happy woman?
Absolutely not.
Don't feel sorry for her, though. Because she's put this look on the faces of 1,000 decent men.
You don't know that.
Sometimes they didn't even get the marriage. They just got the kids. And they inherited a whole lot of struggle and strife. And it's not to say that their choices are better or worse than the choices that I made. These are just choices. But for us women, I feel like our choices oftentimes have never really, really belonged to us. And when we have tried to exert our sense of independence, we are shamed for it.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. But niggas, I'll fire out you, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
At this point, let me go on to the second engagement. So I'm 28 years old, and I have left the previous relationship, the 0.5, and I have met this man who, the minute I saw him, I knew I was going to be with him. He just was it. I don't know how to describe it. And the second I heard his voice, I said, I'm going to marry this man. I don't know what it was. Like, it just, he had this Louisiana drawl. It's my favorite Southern accent. He was huge, like 6'1", 246 pounds of hulking muscle. He had skin the color of like red clay. He had this thick neck, big round head. He had this crooked tooth that drove me wild. His flaws were like manna from heaven for me. And I loved his dirty draws, and I could just sleep in his armpit right after he played a game of like pickup basketball.
That's nasty.
Of course, Alpha Tyrone, Giga Tyrone, of course. When women are left to their own devices and she got some looks and whatever, they're gonna chase the hottest, edgiest, most charismatic bad boy. And it's never gonna work out with that guy. That wasn't love at first sight. That was lust at first sight. Women think with their pussy more than men think with their bitch.
God, you're sick.
But society ain't gonna tell you that. The media ain't gonna tell you that because they gotta sell a Maybelline at the commercial break. So it don't matter what AUse you're gonna tell us about from this guy. If he didn't AUse you, you would have did him like you did the first guy. And I bet she stayed with this guy longer than she stayed with the first guy. They always stay with the AUsive guy longer.
All these abuse stories, it's always weird that they always stay with these men for 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Where they knew how to get away from that nice guy in 5 seconds. Like, it's really, isn't that a big coincidence? That's a co-winky dink.
And our courtship was a whirlwind. He wined and dined me. He bought me lovely, lovely gifts. I'd wake up to those baby blue Tiffany boxes just laid on the pillow right next to me.
So do you think it's too much if I wear these all on the same day?
We could go to my favorite store, and as long as I put on a little fashion show for him, everything I wanted I could get. But when I say that the gifts really mattered nothing to me, it was this man, he was the gift to me. That's just a fact.
What a coincidence that you just happened to be with a guy who could buy you Tiffany anklets and bracelets and shit. But I didn't care about the money. They always say they don't care about the money when they're with a dude with money. They never talk about how they don't care about the money when they're with a broke dude that they love so much.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
And we were 6 months into our relationship when the first sign of trouble appeared. I was in Denver for All-Star Weekend. And I was working for BET at the time. So I had a lot of responsibilities. I had to make a lot of appearances. I had to interview a lot of people. And a lot of those people were athletes. And he was back home. And I did not know that he was jealous. It didn't even cross my mind. And so when I got home after an event and I was perturbed by, you know, an interaction with a strange man at a party that I had been at, he'd said something vile to me and it hurt my feelings. And all I wanted was to be comforted. And so I went back to my hotel room and I called my boyfriend and I just asked him to just tell me that he thought that I was beautiful and that he loved me.
Don't tell me you're innocent because it insults my intelligence.
And he didn't do that. He just pressured me to tell him what happened. Why are you asking me to do this?
Well, yeah, I got a feeling you're not going to tell us the truth about this story. A strange man said something that hurt your feelings. Look, it wasn't just a strange man. Because if some random dude that she didn't give a fuck about just called her a bitch or something, trust me, she don't care. She's been ignoring 90% of men for a long time. If some loser said some, you know, negative comment, it wouldn't have fazed her one bit. It was probably one of the celebrities she was fucking.
You know that shit.
We're only going to get some version of it that make the man seem like a monster. His woman is at All-Star Weekend fraternizing with ball players and rappers and entertainers. I didn't know he would be jealous. They want these tall, handsome alpha men who are rich to not be territorial and possessive. Of course they're going to be that. Are you fucking kidding me?
And so I told him what happened, and he responded by saying, "Why would I want to date such a weak bitch?
My nigga."
That would be that offended by what some strange guy has to say to her. There's just no way that he just said that to me. "I'm sorry, what?" And he said, "You heard me." And I said, "I'm really confused right now." And he was like, "I'm sure you are." I felt like I was talking to a stranger. There's no way that this was the person that I had just spent the last 6 months with, completely absorbed with, you know, and in the throes of like love and ecstasy with. And I said, "You know, I'm glad that I'm finding out who you really actually are now rather than later." He said, "Yeah, I'm sure you are." Click. I saw something on Instagram that I wanted to read today. It says, "Marriage is the lowest paid form of sex work. Women are owed reparations."
Like, what? What?
You just saying anything now, ho.
Marriage is the lowest paid form of sex work? No, the fuck. Wait, hold on. Wait, lowest paid? To fucking take care of you for a lifetime is the lowest paid? No, the bitches in Colombia getting $40 is the lowest paid sex work. Man, these women are fucking delusional. Oh my God. We are owed reparations? A man loved you and gave you babies and is willing to take a bullet for you, but he owe you reparations? You gotta be fucking kidding me. So at least they're admitting women are fucking prostitutes. She's admitting it in this fucking thing right here. Marriage is the lowest paid form of sex work, aka all women are prostitutes.
They are who we thought they were.
Because I have no shame in having a price on my kitty cat.
The people we lay with are the people who are most likely to kiss, which sounds really dark, but that's the reality we're living in. The reality is women have lost their lives in pursuit of men. Women have lost their futures in pursuit of love. I think we all need to really sit down and ask ourselves as individuals, what does love actually mean for me? And what in my life resembles that?
Mama say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue.
Does the man that I've chosen resemble that love that I want and deserve? The traditional idea of love is damaging for women because it involves us being self-sacrificial in order to prove our worth. Men need to learn to find sustenance, entertainment, and sexual gratification outside of women because we don't owe men that. We live in a society where men assign women humanity and worth based on how attractive they are to them.
Look who's talking.
Men need to learn to find sustenance, entertainment, and sexual gratification outside of women because we don't owe men that. That deserved a repeat.
I'm starting to think almost 98% of women are retarded.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.